Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the line is Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We love any chance we get to talk to Brian Scalabrine. We love it so much, let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Brian, what up?
How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Chris, let me ask you this. Chris Paul was obviously magnificent. Maestro, whatever word you want to use, in game one, 32 points, 9 assists. Controlled the game, it felt like, Brian. Will he pick up where he left off the other night, you think? You know, looking to nail down maybe or get a good start on this finals MVP? Or is there an adjustment you see Milwaukee making that we think can slow down the 36-year-old? What do you think?
Yeah, so I don't want to take anything away from Chris Paul. I thought he was fantastic. He's getting his opportunity, and we're really celebrating the 36-year-old point guard who, you know, has had his playoff falters across the way, and now he's in a really good position. We love his leadership. We love him on the Allstate commercial. We love all that.
Yeah.
But what the hell was Mike Budenholzer thinking? Lopez on Chris Paul.
He's making it easy for him, right?
I'm not even trying to be that guy, right? That's saying, hey, Mike Budenholzer's got to do this instead. But this is like, I think my son, who's 8. He's like, why is Brook Lopez guarding Chris Paul? I think that's an easy adjustment. The only thing I was disappointed with is the Bucks historically played bad in game one. They actually played really well offensively. I thought they moved the ball. They made 16 threes. So if the Bucks have one of these offensive days where they're not, you know, having a good night, they're not shooting the ball well, like, they've missed a great opportunity. And the fact that they didn't change throughout the game and say, hey, why don't we try something different, which I think they will try something different in game two, that was sort of disappointing from what I saw from the Bucks, but I think that they will bounce back today.
So what's the best defense against that pick and roll, Brian? You can't blitz it, right? Because Chris is so good, he's going to make the right decision. He's so experienced. Like, what's the best way to fight it? Best case scenario.
Yeah, well, let's keep it real here. This is Chris Paul, who's good, but he ain't Steph Curry stopping behind the pick, shooting 35 feet out. Ain't Dame Lillard.
Oh, he is not.
Isn't Trae Young playing Mach 9 as he gets downhill and he shoots the floater, throws the lob, or kicks it to the corner? Chris Paul is methodical, which means with methodical players, you fight over the top. Sometimes you mix it up by going underneath and beating him to the other side. But you keep Lopez in that drop, and you make sure that DeAndre Ayton doesn't get behind the defense. And it's not even really that difficult to do with a guy like Chris Paul. I think it's tougher to do it against Devin Booker, who can, you know, stop and pop, and he has that fadeaway. But with Chris Paul, this should not have been a problem. And I go back to the Clippers series. When he went off, he had 31 in the second half. They made 3 mistakes, gave him 3 open threes. He made all 3 of them, and then he went off. So you just got to be solid, and you got to limit your mistakes. And I think having Brook Lopez, it puts you in a position to have more mistakes than normal.
Yeah. Set aside Paul's play, more impressed this postseason, you with Booker or with Ayton?
Both. I'm really impressed with Booker's maturity. You know,
100%.
When Kobe passed, you had every man, woman, child in the world saying they're going to adapt the Mamba mentality. And we proceed to follow that with load management games, people not trying in the All-Star game, you know, complaining about a bunch of stuff. But I feel like if you just watch Devin Booker, he's been I'm not one of these guys that just throw it out there like this. I'm being really serious.
Yeah.
When he said, I'm whether he did or didn't adapt to the mama mentality or whatever it is, like, he has taken this thing to a new level. He's really nice and respectful to every single person he talks to, very similar to the way Kobe was when he dealt with the media. He's also, when he's out there, he plays and he's focused. He's not, like, all over the place. He's not into antics. He's into destroying, and he's into his craft. So of all the players I've seen out there, I feel like Devin Booker has adapted that mentality more than most. And I really love that maturity. So I love what Devin Booker's been doing. And I call DeAndre Ayton because I get a chance to see games up close. You know, I'm sitting courtside when I'm broadcasting Boston Celtics games.
Yeah.
And when I saw DeAndre Ayton play, it reminded me a little bit of Kevin Garnett in the way that he talks on the defensive end. He doesn't move like Garnett. It's not freaky long like Garnett. But I do believe that DeAndre Ayton has a great way about him defensively where he can command a defense. He speaks well defensively. He listens to guys like Chris Paul and Devin Booker. They work things out on the floor. He's all about winning, and he's been impressive as well.
Ayton, Kendrick Perkins says he's the second coming of David Robinson. Is he, you know, 20,
yeah.
What do you, I mean, and you said a little Kevin Garnett on the other end. What do you think? Is that too much of a stretch? Or you think he could at some point be that kind of dominant?
Yeah, I think sometimes when we compare, when we say a player is this and that, we always look at the best of them,
of
right?
Of course.
You know, like, so he moves a lot. He's very boxy and straight up and down like a David Robinson. Kevin Garnett played a lot lower. He got his shoulders down a little bit more. My comparison to Kevin Garnett was his passion to play and how he played on the defensive end talking. But I do think he moves a lot like David Robinson.
How much of – and last thing on Ayton, is it going to be like this once, whenever Chris Paul is gone? Like, a lot of it, right, and Ayton has come along, and it's the maturity, and you can see him, and every time he's out there, if he feels like he's developing. But a lot of it, too, is Chris Paul making it so easy for him. I just as a veteran point guard – will it be the same whenever Chris Paul is gone, I guess? Is he built for that, or does he need a point guard who can control games for him to control them? You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, absolutely. So Chris Paul has a one-year option at $44
million. Yes,
sir. I think he'll opt out and take a two-year deal and probably make 80-something million, right? Like, I think it'll be something like that. But so here's what people will understand, right? During this time, I think he'll have success. People will see DeAndre. And I do believe, like, Chris Paul will be good and be healthy, and campaign will be good and healthy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can kind of move along in the next couple years. But right after that, like, when a guy is making that much money and he goes away, then you could feel, like, usually you'll be below the cap and they can, you know, balance their books so they can bring in another guy
sure.
who can do that. And if you're an up-and-coming point guard, you wouldn't want to play with those two guys? Like, if they play right now, if you're thinking to yourself, like, oh, man, that'd be a good combination. The one thing that is exceptional, I think I talked to you guys about this last week, was I don't know if there's as many high basketball IQ players as there was 10 years ago. And I'm not trying to be like the old guy, get off my lawn. I think the skill level to these players nowadays is phenomenal. But you can count on two hands, like, how many of these high basketball IQ that can control the game almost like a quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul is one of them. Those guys aren't easy to come by to get. But I will say, I think the Phoenix Suns have taken on the personality of Chris Paul, which is a really good thing, and they will carry on that maturity and that legacy whenever he decides to walk away, which no one knows. I mean, look how great LeBron is playing. If I told you LeBron James is going to play for three more years, you would believe me. He'd still play at a high level. So you never know how Chris Paul is going to age, but he seems to be doing a pretty good job of it so far.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a darn good job of it so far. We're talking with Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Okay, on the Milwaukee side, were you surprised? I know we were. Maybe you weren't, by how effective Giannis was coming back off what looked like to be a pretty serious injury. I mean, 20-17, and they've got to try to adjust on how to get aggressive Drew with him and do it on the fly. But I thought coming back from that injury, you know, for what we got, 20-17 was pretty darn good from Giannis. What'd you think?
Yeah. So when a guy decides to play, right, I at that point, I knew when I watched James Harden play with the Nets that he was out there muscling through it,
100%.
Right? 100%. But with the knee, I don't think if you're muscling through that, right, it's a little bit different than a muscle, right? So when Giannis decided to play, I fully expected him to be this normal Giannis. But you got to know, like, the Milwaukee Bucks historically are awful in game one. Awful. I mean, you scratch your head and you just wonder, what is up with this team? Think about, they were 25 points better than Miami, and they had to go to overtime, and Millicent had to hit a miraculous shot to beat them.
That is true.
In the past, they smoked the Boston Celtics in a first-round series. They lost by the Celtics game one by 25. I mean, they've just been – they lost to Atlanta this year in the first round. They got smoked by the Nets in game one. So, historically speaking, I was actually – I had low expectations for the Bucks, and he exceeded my expectations of what he can do. I just wonder, did they waste, like, a good offensive output? If the Bucks do that in this series, what they did offensively in game one, if they do that, they're going to win this series, and they'll probably win it in six games. I just – have a hard time after seeing these guys on their roller coaster ride offensively, expect them to be at that level for every single one of these games, because they're such a hit and miss type of team. But I thought offensively, and Giannis and everything that they did moving the ball, I thought they looked great offensively. They were just so bad on the defensive end.
So you don't think it's an issue of, a lot of the talk tonight has been, well, they've got to figure it out, and a lot of the storylines is Drew Holiday with Giannis and get the offense figured out. You think the entire answer is making Paul work harder, what you're going to do on the defensive end. You think they're fine offensively, not so much of a spotlight on Drew Holiday?
Yeah, so you know how these things go. Like, every game takes a life of its own. Like, a lot of people like to do that. Like, they like to say things like, well, the Bucks hit 16 threes and they still were down by 20. How is that possible? But if Drew Holiday is fighting over the screen and Chris Paul doesn't now get separation, you know how it works. Chris Paul all of a sudden could turn into a 4-for-16 performance.
Yeah, it's a different game. You're right.
Every game takes a life of its own based off of adjustments. And I always look at it like a bullet philosophy, right? You shoot a gun pointed one way. You move that gun just a slight 1 centimeter way down the road, your target is way off. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at each one of these plays as every play that they make, like, it affects the outcome in the fourth quarter. Every possession in that first quarter, and I told you about the Clippers. Chris Paul had 31 points in the second half. They left him wide open three times.
Yeah.
Like, would you ever imagine Chris Paul going off the way he did and when he played so bad in that series? Three mistakes led to 31 points. Like, if they didn't make those three mistakes, I can guarantee you he's not having 41 on the game. So, like, each possession's important. Like, having Brooke Lopez on him and giving him confidence, like that changes the entire outcome. So I'm not focused necessarily. Listen, Drew Holiday has to be better, no question about it. He has to be better offensively. He needs to go to the basket more. But he could have 28 points and they could suck defensively, do the same thing they did, and still lose the game.
So true. That part is so true. All right, away from the game, we saw where Adam Silver sort of, he questioned load management. And whether that was the, you know, everybody's been piling on, condensed schedule and shorter offseason. Look at these injuries. LeBron was one of those. But I thought Silver was sort of spot. You know, if you look at, just use Kawhi Leonard as the example, and he plays 52 of the 72 games in the regular season. So sat out a pretty good chunk and some of that load management. And then he gets into the playoffs and you have the unfortunate injury, runs into Ingles, and he's out for the most part. I'm with Silver. That I'm not sure.
So am I.
I'm not sure about this load management thing. But what do you think with the rest of the league? I don't guess we're going to see any lightening up of this. He says there's no evidence it really works. That this stuff's just all. What do you think?
They're looking at the wrong place. I'm involved in the AAU scene,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And up to here in Massachusetts, this is where it starts. Sports specialization at 8 years old, personal trainers, and all that stuff. And I get it, man. Like, you got to work hard to get to that level. You've got to do all these things, but I think it's too much too early. Like, I spend more time with the AAU program wants me to coach, and I love them. I think they're phenomenal. But I spend more time saying, no, I'm not doing that. My daughter's not doing that. My son's not doing that.
I hear you.
Than I do say. And if the end result is them not, you know, making it or whatever it is, I'm choosing what I feel like is best for their bodies. And these kids, some of them not even done growing. And I know, listen, it's the rise and grind. I see 8-year-olds on Instagram.
It's
and all,
crazy.
Everybody gets involved in all that stuff.
Yep.
But I think their bodies are wearing out. They're creating overuse injuries at a young age. And good luck trying to fix that later. Like, wait till your body is big and strong. Don't neglect getting your body strong and stretching. And then when you finally get older and you're able, your body's able to handle the work, be more efficient in the work that you do. Don't sit there in the hour in the gym for 6 hours a day. I know it's like contrary to what Instagram would tell you, but yeah. I think that's where the problem starts. And if they don't fix that and they don't get with these guys and they don't explain how important all this stuff is and taking care of your body and some of these kids eating Skittles before a game, like, this is going to continue to happen.
Yeah, you know, seeing 5- and 6-year-olds out here doing two-a-days, man, you know what I'm saying? Because the parents want them to be
crazy.
Parents want them to be the next Kobe. And it only seems like it's getting worse, Brian. It only seems like it's getting worse, brother.
Yeah.
Man, appreciate
Speaking
talking to
kids,
you.
Speaking of kids, man, what's up with our guy, man, taking paternity leave?
Well, is that – I was going to ask you, just as a teammate, if you were on that team, right, of a guy that's going to take paternity leave for a month, 3 months after the baby was born, would you talk behind that teammate's back? You know what I'm saying? Would you question his toughness a little bit, leaving that all on y'all?
I would talk to him right in front of his face. What do you mean?
You tell him it's soft, huh? In his face.
You guys have the best interview. You guys know the NBA better than anybody I talk to, right?
That,
I talk to people all the time, right? Like, I'm only assuming, maybe I'm wrong, but the NBA Finals, this is your time. You can't take off during the finals.
This man takes paternity leave, bro. He didn't have the baby. He taking a month off, 3 months afterwards. He didn't even have the little girl. Right? His wife did all the work. It's crazy,
I don't
brother.
Know. It's
us, right? It's America right now, Scott. We're soft, brother. We're soft.
No, I don't want him talking about players being soft nowadays. Man. He lost his.
I'm gonna make sure he knows.
Soft card.
I'm gonna make sure he knows, man. Scott, appreciate you, man. All the time we get with you, brother.
You got it. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes, sir. Scott. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.